Well, of all the challenges facing people with a disability, perhaps how they are viewed and treated by others is one of the most enduring. Often, the disability can become a defining aspect of someone's identity, particularly when meeting new people. Now, one artist has been working very closely with a range of people with disabilities to look at reimagining and recreating a self-portrait. It's a project that's been running across the state, and I believe we might even have a local or two involved. And some of the resulting images, I have to say, are truly stunning. Joining us this morning is the artist involved with Imagine Me, Sue Murray. Good morning, Sue.
Hi. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, it's a fascinating project, which really you've been working almost, you know, around the state on. Tell us a little bit of the background to this. How did it come about?
Look, I was actually photographing for one of the peak organisations, and I was actually doing on a commercial shoot for their annual report, and I just thought, look, these people's stories needed to be told. I imagined everyone was going to be really quite depressed, but in fact, everyone had quite amazing sort of different coping strategies. And you know, when we're hearing our friends kind of talking about whinging about really minor things, these people are really overcoming major obstacles in their life and massive change. And I thought it was really inspiring. So that was kind of what started it. Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how we bring our assumptions and our stereotypes to, you know, so many transactions on such a regular basis?
Yes.
The process, tell us a little bit about how you go about working with these people to create these portraits.
Well, first of all, I've actually partnered with Royal Rehab in Sydney. They're a major rehab hospital for people with brain and spinal injury. And, I mean, what happens in the state is someone has a spinal injury, if they're north of the harbour, basically, they go to North Shore Hospital and then they go to Royal Rehab for recovery. Mm-hmm. And so I'm partnered with them in order to you know, connect with people in the community. And so people who are maybe who about to leave rehab and then they're all back in the community. So maybe they were injured any time, maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I connect with those people through those organisations. There's another one called Spinal Cord Injury Australia, who are a fantastic support network in the community for people with spinal or brain injury. And so we basically invite people to participate in a workshop where they learn photography with adapted technology. So I have, I'm a professional photographer as well as, artist. So I've investigated, what will work for people with really limited mobility. And touch screen cameras and software on the, an app on the iPhone or...
Right. So they're generally pretty tech savvy.
The people who are...
You're working, yeah. Yes.
Look, it depends. It can be pitched at different levels. So if someone, in fact, we use the iPad. I'm doing all Apple products, but you could equally do non-Apple. But there's a few apps on the iPad that I teach people with if they're not interested in, taking photography all the way. I make it as accessible and as easy as possible. So it depends on their level of interest. Some people really actually lately have been wanting to learn Photoshop, which is really quite a complex program, and that's what we use to create the artworks.
Give us a sense, we are on radio, give us a sense of some of those resulting images.
Well, the one Brendan, who's from Batemans Bay, he's actually really interesting. And in fact, just recently working on the rural tour, there were a number of younger guys or in the 20s and early 30s who had sort of cartoon imagery their style or their kind of interest or passion. One guy was playing Warhammer, and that was his sort of passion and social life. So we use that imagery. Brendan is really playing a lot of... He has a brain injury, and he has... he's into this called Marvel contest of champions. And what he's doing is really interesting. He's anthropomorphizing, as he says, these characters, anthropomorphizing his injury, his brain injury. So where he has, he's called one of the characters Dolgni, and that he calls that his brain problem. And he calls the other one Ulok, which is his distraction and his memory. So he's, you know, when he gets frustrated, he's sort of saying that, you know, there's someone else to kind of blame the frustrations or vent the frustrations on. And he sort of sits back and watches the show. I mean, it's such an interesting idea.
It's a really interesting process. So in the making of this work, in a sense, you're helping develop strategies for how they're dealing with their situation in a way.
Very much. Look, I mean, that's where it's the project is working on a number of levels. There's a health and well-being level, which you know, people. I mean, just to sort of visualise your inner feelings and emotions is what every artist does. So really, I'm actually taking people through that creative process where they learn to visualise what's going on inside them and sort of sort it out. So, you know, in a way it is a counselling. I actually have a counselling background as well, but, you know, I'm only really using that in to help people to articulate some of their stuff that's going on inside, their maybe confused ideas or thoughts or emotions. And we bring that out and visualise that. And there's something really interesting that happens in the making of a visual image. It sort of makes it very concrete, more than just a conversation. It actually makes it a kind of reality. For there have been a number of people who've said that the process for them is very cathartic. I mean, I think everybody really enjoys it.
I was interested to know that. I mean, you said you working in rural areas, often with young men in their 20s to 30s. I wondered if it took much sort of arm twisting to get them involved in an arts project, or do they jump at the chance?
They're kind of resistant. People with spinal cord injuries tend to be quite resistant to identify with disability. They're trying to get back into the community, you know, sort of maintain their kind of life. So, you know, on their level, it's not, I guess, you know, teaching photography. So I'm actually teaching them photography as well, you know, with the adapted technology. And look, it's quite, it, you know, there's tripods that fit to the wheelchair. So it just enables people to, you know, keep taking photographs. And a number of people, though, young people too, are really interested in Photoshop. They know about Photoshop or they've heard about it, but they're not, you know, maybe they you know, they need an introduction to it.
Sure.
to know where to start with it. And for people with spinal cord injury, they're quite limited in mobility, so the computer actually becomes a really big part of their life.
So given you've been doing this now for quite a few months, what's the impact that you've seen on the participants so far, and are they continuing to make work?
Yeah, look, I think a number of people, in fact, the younger guys were interested probably in art in some way. Maybe they were painting or whatever. So this has actually given, you know, a number of people, you know, another strategy, another avenue for, you know, creativity. I'm really emphasizing, you know, sort of encouraging them to be creative and explore their ideas. So yes, there was one young guy in Tamworth. He's already painting and drawing the cartoon imagery, and he'd knew about Photoshop, but this is, you know, kind of refreshed his skills basically. And it's a one-on-one workshop with him. It's group, but it's, you know, there's a lot of one-on-one instruction as well. And so that has really, he's looking at having an exhibition in a local Nundle art gallery.
Fantastic.
And there's another guy who's going to work with his mum. He's going to illustrate a book. She actually is the one with the disability, but that was really nice working with the two of them together. It's given them a process to work together.
Now, I know there was a plan that you would come and do workshops in Maruya. Now, unfortunately, that's not happening now. But is it likely that some of the resulting images, there will be an exhibition that makes it out to the regions?
Yes, definitely. At the end of this year, we're going to have an exhibition at the Kazula Powerhouse. Is part of their education. I'm going to run a workshop there as well. But yes, look, next year, over the next 2 years, I'm actually going to be writing the grant application now to plan. That's the idea, is to put it together as a rural...
regional gallery tour. We'll make sure, we'll put some pressure on Bega Valley to make sure there's a letter of support for you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful. And look, I think on this tour, it's kind of extended out from just purely spinal. It's now including brain injury and, cerebral palsy, spina bifida. So I think that's kind of the direction that it's kind of heading, is to work with other people with different disabilities as well.